We here at Ratchet Rock would like to thank some of our patrons, like Severick,
Stephen V,
Michael D,
Russian Bot Old Man Ghost Steve,
James B,
Brownie D,
Carl B,
Dan Gunner,
Several Bats,
Will,
James,
you're welcome,
and Chados.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Nope.
Boom, we're recording.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? Oh, I thought you were going to do something. Okay.
No, he said boom, and then everything just stopped.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ratchet & Rock Actual Play. Tonight, we are playing Loose Threads. It's a Fate world of adventure. This scenario is called Pecked to Death. So the premise of this game is that our players are...
They got beaten up by some abdominals, some muscles or something.
I thought it was a bird.
Our players are the leftover characters from fairy tales, the ones that got left behind, who didn't get saved, and they travel between worlds, maybe? It's a little unclear in the book.
We go to the Upside Down.
Yeah. You go to the in-betweens.
In-between.
Same it's thing. The space between the upside down and the right side up.
Space between...
When I told Allison we were playing Forgotten Characters, she said one of us should be Barb. Stranger Things.
Yeah, basically. Barb would be... If we were playing like a modern day game, Barb would be a good example.
I understand completely.
So, why don't we introduce our characters, starting with Jums.
Hi, I'm Jones, and I'll be playing Apprentice Wizard Second Class Steve. And you have to address him as such, because that's what he worked for. That is his title.
I earned that title, damn it.
He apprenticed under many wizards, and the last one happened to be evil. He cursed a town, caused the dead to come back, and the town rose up and killed him. And I didn't...
Wizards!
And they didn't know I was there, so I kind of got stranded there. So I set out, because it was... part of my plan to be one of the greatest wizard ever, and I happened to run into these two people to save some women from
Mr. Fox,
and we made a good team, and I decided to stick around. Also, one of them's also a magic user, and I figured I could learn from her.
All right.
I guess with that segue, I will go next. Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan, and tonight I'm going to be playing Reinhilda, the Reformed Witch. Reinhilda is a tall blonde with braided pigtails. She has an unsettling smile, rosy cheeks. She is wearing a candy apple green dirndl with a laced-up bodice and an enormous bow on her back. She is a recovering cannibal. She used to be that creepy witch with the candy house in the woods, who would lure travelers and lost children to their deaths and then eat them. But after, running afoul of a brother and sister who shall go unnamed, they pushed her into a vat of hot candy, hot caramel. And she swore that if she survived, she would reform her ways and repent, and she did, but she came out with a permanent candy coating. She is...
Sweet.
Go away.
Her heart's desire is to find her true love. She's torn between the hunger and a hunger to do good. She's got a real nose for gossip. She is under the protection of the company because she was kind of a shut-in. She never used to get out, and now she's, like, alone in the big, bad world. So she threw in with these two to keep herself a little bit protected. And one of them she has eyes for.
Oh, also, everyone here goes by the company. You guys are the company.
Right.
For our listeners.
We are the company.
The electric company. Hi, I'm Eric.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Good morning.
Oh, alright. I'm Eric, and I will be playing the 8th dwarf, Queasy. He got a little chip on his shoulder because he's, everyone knows his brothers. Dopey, sneezy, happy, doc, bashful, Dopey, sneezy, sleepy, happy, doc, bashful, and...
Craig.
Grumpy.
I would say,
I was
one.
That would be such a grumpy line, too.
Craig. My name's Craig.
And he's all...
We apologize to anybody named Craig.
So, what do you call it? His heart's desire is my name on every tongue. He wants everyone to know him, too. The thing is, though, his tension is going between fame of having people know who he is and loyalty to his family. Because even though he's got a little chip on his shoulder about this whole thing, they're still his family. He still cares about him. His motivation is injustice makes me sick. Because he doesn't like injustice also. That's another thing about him. He's very just and all about, like, people who do wrong, you know, getting what's coming to them. He believes the company is his ticket to fame. Oh, I forgot to write the name in here now that you finally got it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And he's also quite impressed by Steve's magic ability.
Apprentice Wizard Second Class Steve.
Steve's magic ability. Because he doesn't see a lot of actual first-hand magic over with the dwarves.
Ah, okay.
But now he's...
All right. So, as I said, this adventure is called Pecked to Death. So, the first question is...
This mission's for the birds.
Okay.
How do people get in touch with you when they need your help?
So it needs your help?
How do people get in touch with you when they need your help?
Some sort of signal in the sky or something.
I think they would send a messenger boy. Because we travel around a lot, so... Right? I think that would be a thing. We travel to help people.
Yeah.
Or maybe we've got, like, a crystal ball that glows and we can see, like... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a way that we can get messages on the road.
Oh, I forgot to mention I have a wish guardian fairy named Dibbledorp. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, I'm liking your idea of the crystal ball that people can get in touch with us if needed. Maybe there's a, like, you know, they quite literally, like, call the company. Like, there's, like, a special incantation, they say, or something.
Okay. So we have it set up.
All right. The people know they have to say the spell to call you
right.
for your help.
And they have to say it near like a mirror or a window or something.
A reflective surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
we can kind of like FaceTime with them through
your crystal ball.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you have gotten a call through your crystal ball from a woman who lives in a large town outside of a grand castle.
Ooh, and it only works if it's an actual emergency. Like, somebody can't, like, prank call us or something like that. The magic only takes effect if this person is in dire need.
Well, at first it could be anyone. And then when you got pranked crystal balls at 2 a.m.
I wound up at the foot of Mount Doom and just found out there was nobody there.
God damn it again! This is the fifth time they've called about a cat in a tree. He vanishes out of the tree by himself. He's fine.
Damn Cheshire.
These 11-year-olds keep calling us and telling us that Seymour Butts is in dire danger.
They want to know if our refrigerator's running. I don't even know what that is. Alright.
So. Oh, Baba Yaga's house is running away.
Gotta get Prince Albert out of that can.
Alright. So.
Although we did have to save a prince out of a can.
That one turned out to be true.
All right. You may proceed, Alex. I won't interrupt you.
So as you arrive, you see that the woman, as I said, the woman lives in a large town outside of a grand castle. Her home backs a dense forest. Birds watch from the branches. Tree stumps dot the front lawn of the home, and all of the windows have been boarded up. This is what you see as you approach.
This looks curious.
Curious indeed. And very inedible.
What are we here for again?
Oh, I'd like to roll empath on the birds.
You can if you want.
I'd like to roll deceive on the birds.
Sure. You can roll empathy on the birds if you want.
Oh, wait, that's the one I didn't take. Sorry.
I mean,
I lied.
I'll go up to the door of the house and give a firm rap on the door.
All right, you knock. You hear footsteps, and not a bar. I guess they would have like a wooden bar across the door.
Yeah.
You hear that slide up, and the door opens a crack. You see an eye, and then it opens again.
Is it pink eye?
No.
Okay.
Do we get fate points? Do we
start out with that? Is a good point. They are in the closet.
Poker chips. I meant to ask that before we started. I forgot
about that. Ma.
Poker chips.
Ma.
Poker chip.
I get the usual amounts.
3 for Ryan. 3 for Jones.
Yay.
276 for Eric.
Thank you.
And the rest for me. Yes. Okay. So she opens it, peeks out, sees you, opens the door. You see a young woman, she's maybe in her mid-20s. She goes, come in, please.
That was the plan.
Hello, my dear. We came as soon as we received your message.
Come in. As you walk in, you hear birds calling. And she, as soon as you come in, she closes the door and puts the bar back down.
Expecting trouble?
Yeah. You don't know the half of it. So she leads you into a back room of the cottage. It's very warm. There's a fire roaring in the fireplace. There's a woman sitting in a rocking chair near the fire, and you can see that she has scars and scabs all over any part of her skin that's visible. And her eyes, she just bandaged over because she doesn't have any eyes.
Ooh.
And the woman comes over, the girl who's with you comes over. Elda, they're here. Oh, hello, please, sit. There's a sofa. And she kind of vaguely gestures. Bless you.
No, thank you. I will stand. I would only ruin your sofa.
I would not mind any sits.
She's coated in candy, you see.
Ah, yes. I was wondering what that smell was.
What? I mean, in the sense that you don't have to say see, it's a... Yes, right. And candy is the bullet point to take away from this.
I figured as much when she said that she was covered in candy. as my younger sister here said, my name is Elda. I'm hoping that you might be able to help me. I've been plagued by birds. My mother and my elder sister left months ago, and we haven't heard from them.
Birds like those ones over there.
Yes.
They seem to be not bothering anybody.
So which problem are we having to help you deal with? The birds or the missing family?
No, the birds.
Okay. My
mother and my sister left because they thought that if they got far enough away, they would stop being attacked.
Yeah, very well. I'll pull out my hammer and swing at the birds.
No,
they're outside.
They're outside.
Oh, I thought you said there were some inside.
No.
If there were, I think they would be attacking her.
My stepsister, Mara, she's now the princess. You see, we were never very kind to Mara. There was a ball to find a bride for the prince, and, well, he fancied her. But she didn't tell him her name, and he forgot her face. And so my mother suggested that my sister or I try to take her place. But,
excuse me.
You're right there?
Yeah. I think we're both just having, like, not swallowing properly issues right now.
I feel left out.
As the prince was taking us to the castle, the birds attacked us. I mean, I suppose I should have known better after they pecked out my sister's eyes, but I still tried to go through with it because he was a prince.
That does seem like a poor omen, my dear.
She sighs and said, My eyes were a heavy price, but an understandable one. And I don't begrudge my stepsister her happiness, but I would like to go outside again.
Why would they...
Please, make the birds stop. Haven't I paid enough?
So, what exactly... could have caused.
Don't say car.
I'm just trying to figure out when did the problem started on your way to
the castle.
When you were going to take your sister's place.
Yes, the prince had summoned all the girls of a certain age in the town. He had a glass slipper that my stepsister had left behind, and he was trying to see who it fits so that he would know who the woman that he fell in love with was. And as my sister and I were heading there, the birds attacked us. That was the first time.
Flawed way to figure out who a person is. Most people would have the same size feet.
Not all of us. My stepsister had very dainty feet.
Would it be possible that your sister knew what your intentions were to take her place and maybe put a curse on you? Mm. Maybe she's a witch? Could she be a witch? Is that a thing witches could do?
I suppose I could conjure up an angry flock of birds if need be, but this seems like a very deep and long-lasting hex.
I suppose it's possible that Marrow possesses some abilities, but I don't know. Once the prince realized it was her, she went to live in the castle, and I haven't spoken to her since.
Maybe we should talk to her. Mm. Any other enemies you might possibly have?
Enemies? No.
You have offended anybody, picked on a gypsy?
I haven't left my home.
Picked on an old woman that's homeless that was a witch in disguise?
Hey, now, not all witches are bad.
No, I'm not saying they are. I would never imply that all witches are bad.
I don't think so.
That's my bad. I'm the one that's taking up all the room.
Yes, you are.
Well, I've never had a whole side to myself before.
You're really stretching out.
Ah! James is half of this room.
Meanwhile, I've kicked Alex under the table like three times before.
What did you want to tell him?
he's pretty.
I already know. But it's nice to hear.
Akos, is there any kind of... Since you said we can affect the environment with... With alchemy.
Yeah.
Can I mix up a potion of some kind that might tell us what kind of magic is at play here? Like some kind of a reagent. If I pour it on the poor blinded girl, you know, she'll turn a color and we'll know that it's an evil wizard. Or
sure. Yeah. Make an alchemy check. Yeah.
It's not technically affecting the environment. It's technically affecting her.
I mean, you hear what Chris said.
I got a plus four.
Plus four, okay. Exactly. I don't need to consult the chart because it's not something that has to be overcome. So I'm going to say instead of a liquid, it's like a powder you crush up. So you take it a handful.
So I dry berries and I get the mortar and pestle out. And
yep. You crush them off. You make this powder. When someone, a spell has been put on someone, they irradiate a sort of magic, and based on like the waves that will come off of them, you can sort of tell what it is. So you blow the powder on her, and you see it start to settle and then just like push up as if, you know, like when a bass drum, like a bass amp is like vibrating.
Yeah.
And so it's just going boom, boom, boom. This is very strong magic. So there's a fourth type of magic that PCs cannot do, called
Everlasting Curse.
No. go all the way back. All the way. Great magic.
Great magic.
Ah. Yes. This is definitely great magic. So, you know, great magic is something like a witch's curse or a grand wizard spell.
Very old magic.
Yeah, something like a fairy godmother or some sort of magical beast could cast a spell like this.
Okay, now this is very important, my dear. This reaction that we're getting is very powerful magic. You say you have no enemies. Have you ever run afoul of, say, a wicked witch? Or perhaps
a forest,
a troll under a bridge, or a poison apple of some kind.
Not that I know of. As I said, we were not kind to my stepsister, but it was only her. We were never wicked to anyone else.
Oh, okay. So tell me more about your stepsister. You said she went to a ball and won the heart of a prince.
Yes, the prince was having a ball, and you know, to find a suitor, and all the girls from the town were invited. I believe the king was holding it, technically.
But it wasn't a fox, was it?
No, the king is not a fox.
We've encountered things like that before.
Well, he might be a fox in disguise. How would they know?
Oh, yes, they're very sly.
Anyway, Mara wanted to go, but our mother simply would not allow her. She was basically our housekeeper. But she showed up there a little bit after everyone else, wearing a gorgeous gown and these glass shoes.
I see. Did your stepsister sell her soul?
I don't think so. It's possible. She is the princess now.
Did this the attack happen before the prince found out who your sister was?
Yes, it was.
You were on the way to take your sister's place, and then you got attacked.
Yes.
So the prince didn't meet the sister yet, so...
Well, no, it was after the ball, so he met her at the ball.
Yeah, but he didn't know it was her. So she couldn't have been living in a castle at the time to have the finances to pay a very powerful wizard to place this curse on you, or a witch, or something eldritch.
We may need to talk to your sister. She did something if she was able to suddenly conjure this grand gown that you describe with the slippers.
It was quite impressive.
Those are not an easy thing to make.
I'm a good craftsman, but I don't think... Well, maybe I could. I could try later.
Well, think if they would have shattered if you'd stepped the wrong way, right? That's all glass to your feet.
You have to make sure to support them in the right places.
Also, they are very snug.
A leather sole to them or something.
Not leather.
Anyway, if you could do something about the birds, I would appreciate it. As I said, I haven't been outside in more than a year.
We know that there is very powerful magic afoot and behind us. If we can figure out what it is, perhaps it can be reasoned with, perhaps it can be dispelled.
And I could smash any bird that comes by me.
Oh, you would have to smash quite a few birds.
You kill too many birds, and the forest spirits might curse you.
Oh, well, yeah, the forest,
they don't. I could go outside with other people. They don't attack them. They've only ever attacked me and my sisters.
And your mother, what did you say happened to your mother? She went with your sister to live in the castle?
No, my mother and my other sister fled.
Ah.
To try to get away from the birds, see if maybe...
That's a silly name for the other sister.
If they put some distance between them and this place, that maybe it would help, but I haven't heard from them.
So your whole family's been affected, just not the sister that lives in the castle.
Stepsister. That convenient.
I think we struck a chord. Stepsister. Okay. I'll be minding that. I think she's the next step. We need to talk to her. She obviously... Stepsister.
This is the next step. You could try to get an audience with her. She does meet with the common folk every day. Okay. So I've heard. I haven't been to the palace. I haven't been invited, but I couldn't go even if I wanted to.
Because you would be attacked by birds.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. That's a good detriment.
You know, bird, that's actually a really nice thing. Yeah, I remember that one. I forget how they did this, because that is strong and it's powerful.
There is definitely some kind of potent supernatural being at work here. Mm. As I said, perhaps some kind of lesser demon, or a forest nymph, or a genie, or perhaps... I don't want to speculate. We really have to narrow it.
Fairies!
Fairy godparents!
Don't
worry, young lady. We will consult with your sister and
stepsister.
Excuse me.
But the important distinction.
And do you have any idea where your mother and other sister had gone?
No. They said they would send word once they found someplace safe. But I haven't heard anything.
They said they sent it by carrier pigeon. Oh.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere. We just got the coffees. I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm offended.
All right, so I guess we'll take our leave. We make
our way to the castle.
We take the case. We could also try tracking down the mother and sister.
I'll tell you if you can.
Oh, okay.
Don't bother.
Okay.
That trail's gone cold.
Yep. They flew the coop.
Yeah.
All right, to the castle we go.
So we're off. We're off then.
We're off.
Oh, they have a nice pumpkin patch over here. Maybe I can turn that into a carriage.
They do have a nice pumpkin patch, actually.
Have.
I don't know. It might be in the off-season. Hash bucket. Why not? Yeah. They have pumpkins.
The birds left it alone?
The birds have not touched the pumpkins. So as you walk out... you walk out the door, the woman who let you in quickly closes it behind you, and you see that as you're walking out, a bird, a crow, has swooped down and is flying at the door.
I swing my hammer at it.
Okay. It flies out of the way as you swing at it, because as soon as the door closes, it just veers away.
Wow.
But you can see it was like dying
to
try to get into the house.
The very persistent birds.
They really went in there.
As I said, this is very, very potent magic.
As you look around, you can see that all the trees have birds on them. The eave of the house, the roof has birds on it. They're just everywhere waiting.
If we can't break it, we're going to have to appeal to nature itself to try to get the birds back to where they belong. Do this much...
Reinhilda, that this isn't something that you could magically undo.
Yeah,
this is outside your class.
This is way beyond what we
could deal with on our own. We can only hope that it is something that can be reasoned with and can be talked down, or perhaps defeated in some other way.
Maybe we could pummel the magic out of the one who did this.
Maybe.
Both of you know magic. You can't. You're not able to do anything about this. I don't understand magic very well.
I think we need to go to the castle.
I assume you're having this conversation as you're walking towards the castle.
Yes. Well, crazy. Picture this.
Yes.
You are a very stout dwarf with a hefty pickaxe. Okay. But if a man say some kind of giant. With fists of stone, were to challenge you, perhaps you could face him down into one-on-one confrontation.
Yes, I could.
But it is also true that he may be very much more powerful than you.
I'd like to take him down. Giants and I don't get along. But I see your point.
Well, giants are most people that get along.
That's why they stay in the clouds. And in the mountains.
Yeah. Alright, so you head into town. Her house is on the outskirts, like I said, by the bars.
Okay.
Yeah. So you head more into town proper. Eventually you get from dirt streets to cobbled streets. There's more people around. It seems like a nice town. And it's centered around the castle.
Should we hit the tavern first and maybe talk to some of the locals, see if how the kingdom's been doing since the new queen or
princess
has taken its seat?
Her.
Don't be so assumptive.
She's a person.
Maybe she doesn't identify as a person.
She identifies as a glass slipper.
She has a foot fetish.
Well, I think he would have
that. That's a hell of a foot fetish if she just identifies as a
I want to be a shoe.
So where are you going?
Well, we're passing through town. We might as well talk to some townspeople on our
own. So there's a market. So there's people hawking goods. There is a tavern or two if you want to go.
I'm off to the tavern.
That's where you find the working class, the hard workers, the people who, the nitty gritty, who get the brunt of the kingdom's force.
Depends on the tavern.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? I'm gonna go to the market and I'll browse the you know, more esoteric ingredients and see if I can find anybody.
So Ryan, if you're just going shopping.
We have a shopping montage?
We don't. roll.
Look at this really elongated robe. Now look at this robe.
Eric, have that list of skills you wrote down?
No.
Let me get this robe with a different color.
I could go with notice.
Find
something, or rapport, or empathy.
No, you can go with notice if you're looking. Yeah. You're looking for stuff. Or I would take investigate too.
You'd say you
I switched out investigate.
I have investigate.
Yeah. That's plus two.
Okay, so you're just looking for someone who's selling like alchemical ingredients?
Yeah.
Yeah. You find a stand. There's an older man. He's got lots of herbs and things hanging from the top of his stall.
Okay.
You can see he's got jars of various ingredients. Ah, hello, ma'am.
Good afternoon, fine sir. How? I was just looking at some of your wares. The nightshade seems to be in full bloom.
Now it is the best in town. Best you'll find anywhere.
If you wouldn't mind a small bushel of it, and I
yeah, you give him coin. He gives you a bushel of it, or whatever ingredients.
All right, I buy a couple of different herbs you know, roots and whatever. While he's like bagging it up for me, I'll chat him up about the new princess.
So that'll be rapport.
Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick? I'm sorry. With that chart I made earlier, can I switch two of the positions of things? I realized logic wise, something might work a little better.
Can I? Like use notice or whatever, just to get a general feel of like how the place looks. Like, you know, are the houses looking dirty and unkempt, or like, you know, are they homeless? I just want to see if it's like a very prosperous, like.
I would allow empathy too, actually, if you want to do that. But you could definitely use notice.
Sorry, I say to him. So it has been a while since I've been through these parts. I have heard that there is a new princess in the castle.
Okay.
This says that's plus two.
Plus two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Princess Mara. She married the prince. Almost, I guess, a year and a half ago now.
Oh, good for her. Was she royalty or nobility of some kind?
No, she was a common folk. Way I heard it, the prince held that ball about a year and a half ago. He met her there, but she had a runoff or something. I don't know why. And then he spent days scouring the whole city looking for her. When he finally found her, that was it.
Must have been true love.
So they say.
And this common woman just stole the heart of a prince. Did you perhaps sell her a love potion and I give him like a...
No, nothing like that. No, it's not for me. I don't sell things like that. Just apothecary ingredients. Good, natural, holistic medicine.
I wiggle the bag. Yes, fine ingredients as well. Anyway, You didn't perhaps hear anything about any magical involvement? I don't know if
You could try rapport again.
Alright. I don't know if I'm gonna get much out of this guy. I just figure, if I need to, I'll invoke my nose for gossip.
Okay.
Minus one.
Nothing,
You know what? I'm gonna re-roll.
Okay.
I'm gonna invoke my nose for gossip. Because I rolled three minuses.
Ooh. That's not good.
And I rolled the same exact fucking.
So minus one?
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, he's, nothing like that. just seems like it was true love. Well, you know, kids. I mean, honestly, I'd probably only give it another year or two, unless he knocks her up. But you know how it goes.
I do indeed. Anyway, thank you, my friend.
Very welcome. All right, so, James, what you got in your notice?
I got a one.
A one. Okay. It seems like an average town. Not amazing, but not bad. Yeah, I mean, you do see a few homeless people, but nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, the streets are as clean as most streets are in medieval towns. It's an average town. Eric, you're going to the tavern?
Yeah.
All right, so you head to the Ruby Gleam. you walk in. It's afternoon, so it's quiet. There are a few barflies, seem to be older men, sitting around, mostly in booths, one or two at the bar itself. It's a little dark. There are windows open, torches lit. The fireplace is going because it's like fall, so they have it going because it's a little chilly out. There's a tall, burly man standing behind the bar.
Is there any interesting banter going on that might pertain to...
make a notice. Make a notice roll.
Thing.
The thing.
Oh, hey, Ryan, look at this roll that you... I got a minus one.
All right, do you want to spend a fate point?
Three minuses is worth it to re-roll, I think.
Won't you get... I'm trying to figure out which of these would... which I can evoke.
What do you got?
Misfit Dwarf, My Name on Every Tongue.
You do My Name on Every Tongue. You're listening to see if you hear yourself being mentioned, because we have been doing some things.
Well, I mean, he specifically said he's listening for people talking about the strange stuff.
I said,
or perhaps your reputation precedes you, and someone has heard of you and is willing to talk to you, buy you a drink.
Maybe. Is that possible?
Yes, but that's not what you rolled for.
Right.
So I would say, honestly, just take the loss and try a different approach, if that's what you want to do. Because that's, you roll just to see if anyone's talking about things when you walk in.
Right.
So no. I mean, there's a muted conversation, but you can't make out what people are saying.
So is there like a couple people, I'll look for a couple people talking to each other and just try.
Yeah, you see, there's a table of three guys who are sitting around. It looks like they might be playing cards.
What time is it again?
It's the afternoon. I feel like 2:30.
I'll just plunk myself down. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh. Make a rapport check.
I don't have that.
Plus nothing.
Minus two.
excuse me, this is a private game, sir.
If you couldn't make a resources check,
I'll show you my private.
If you want to make a resources check to just like plump money down on the table,
that's a shame. I was hoping to buy in.
Okay, sure. Resources check.
Sorry,
plus three.
But yeah. So what valuable thing do you drop on the table?
I got some coin that
makes that freaking ruby.
I would make it something more visually appealing than just some coin.
Okay, I like the idea of a big gemstone.
What is it?
It'll be a ruby.
All right.
It's a private party, then. I don't know where else I'm going to use this.
See, all three of them, their eyes go as wide as dinner plates.
I'll just have to be on my way.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. I didn't realize that you were such a refined gentleman. Of course we could deal you in.
Oh, wow.
right, boys? Yeah, of course.
It's an invitation. How lovely.
In fact, can we get a... What are you drinking?
Oh, nice. Can ale.
Can we get an ale for our friend over here? And the bartender nods. He starts pouring something. Plops a big big tankard of ale down in front of you.
That's mighty fine.
You tell me, what card... Are they playing a fantasy card game or just like poker?
I just figured like poker.
Okay. Five cards, stud. You know rules.
I don't remember how to play that. I played a tiny bit of Witcher 3.
Gwent is so good. They just released the actual standalone Gwent. It's totally different, but it's still really good.
Is it one you have to pay for, or is it like free?
No. There's a single player that you have to pay for, but that's like a campaign that's supposed to be really good. But just a regular PvP player. Not out on Xbox yet, though. It's out on PC. Out on Xbox, I think December. Right. December 4th.
I can wait for it.
The beta is still out on Xbox, but the full... Yeah. They changed it from 3 rows to 2. It's so good. I've been playing with a Scoia'tael deck, and I've never touched a Scoia'tael before. For the I made an elf deck, which David would love. Anyway...
So for you listeners, the reason that Eric and I just started laughing is because Chris walked by the door, just pointed at Eric, and then drew his hand across his throat, and then gave him the finger, and pointed at him and said, "I mouth the words, I hate you," and then flipped him up again.
I mean, that's pretty standard. I'm not even joking.
I just thought it was funny that, like, this is all going on and you're facing this way.
I saw his fingers giving you...
I knew he was giving you the finger.
We saw that happening, but we were just...
Yeah, we were talking about Flint.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so they start dealing you into poker.
I'm new to this town. It seems like a nice place here. The Ruby Gleam.
Yeah, this is one of our taverns in town. It's a best place in town.
It's nice that the ruling party lets wonderful establishments like this exist, right?
Did you put a heart next to a will?
Yes.
I just saw that. So this is going to be another rapport check to try to get information out of them.
Negative one.
They're fine. Royal folk, whatever. I mean, they don't care about us folk down here.
Oh, well, I'm sure if they really didn't care, they'd shut down places like this. Not allow the fun or anything.
I'll save that for last.
Okay. Are you trying to win, or are you trying to...
I'm trying to deceive my way out of it, to get my money back somehow. I have deceive. I guess cheating, like...
Are you just trying to break even, or are you trying to beat them?
I'm trying to break even, really.
All right.
That's all I want to try to get my information for...
Well, you're not getting information. You failed your role twice. These guys, they're playing poker. Mm-hmm. They let you buy in because you dropped a frickin' ruby on the table. But if you're just going to ask questions, you can see the more you bug them, they start to get a little annoyed. And they're like, listen, are we here to play cards or are we here to talk?
Oh, I was hoping both, you know.
One of them says, I like to focus when I'm playing.
Yeah, you'll need it to beat me.
you can make a deceive. I'll take deceive to out on top.
What is with all my rolls?
Well, stop using the pink ones.
Let me see if I could use any of the... I'm a misfit dwarf. As a misfit, I had to cheat my way towards things to,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, give me a fake one.
No, I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, okay. Are you re-rolling or adding two?
It would have been negative one. I don't know if just one would be a good enough success.
I mean, if you're just trying to break even, that'll work.
Take your
okay, that'll just do that, yeah.
Yeah, so you win and lose an equal number of hands, mm-hmm. and then just decide, no, I'm done, gentlemen.
No, sorry, I thought I'd do a little better. The cards are not in my favor today, but it could have been worse.
Yeah.
You guys are boring. You guys don't like talking.
So you take your ruby.
I like my table mates a little more chatty anyway. It's been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. They glare at you as you walk away.
Mm-hmm. Smash the... No.
Break the building down.
Damn.
Just put your pack axe right through the center of the table.
All right, so Ryan, what are you up to?
I guess I'm meeting back up with these guys.
Well, you can meet at the tavern. It's a tavern.
I'll pass by.
James, are you doing anything else, or are you just, like, walking around and stuff?
I was going to walk around and just ask random passerbys that don't look like they're too busy, like, you know, what they think is going on.
Tell me about your government.
that's a rapport check.
I took that.
Hasn't seemed to help anyone else.
No.
I got a 2.
Okay. That's a fair success. So you get the same stuff. The government's fine. The people here are happy.
Yeah,
it's not terrible.
Like, nothing's changed drastically since the...
Just the new princess. Yeah. No, but nothing... It's not like they've enacted any new crazy laws or
No sudden rise of a golden age. Or...
No pogroms against people. It's just been business as usual.
Except Ryan.
Except the wedding. They had a, you know, there's a big celebration all over the city for the wedding.
Because
mm-hmm. It was a royal wedding. But
yeah.
After that, no, normal.
Yeah, they just went, all right, well, you figure everything, you know. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
All right, I go find them.
You meet up at the Ruby Gleam.
You would figure... Hey guys. You would figure that, if she came into this position of power magically, that maybe, you know, she'd use something to more influence the kingdom, you know, to make the kingdom more of like a golden age. Things just seem plain and normal. It's just like a very, rags to riches story of a girl, servant girl becoming queen, no princess.
It may have been more of a one and done type of deal.
It might have been.
Really, if her getting to the ball won her a princess heart, then it seems to me that all someone would have to do is maybe get her some fancy clothes, some fine glass slippers, and send her out, make her a memorable sight, and then she had to run. Maybe there was some kind of time limit on the arrangement.
So you think maybe this is with a wish. Maybe she found like a genie.
I'm convinced.
A monkey paw.
I'm convinced that she sold her soul to a demon.
I figure with a demon there'd be some severe repercussions, like, you know, the kingdom's the finances would fail, the town would be.
That is true. That is true. It does seem to be a relatively peaceful and happy kingdom.
The only things that...
Do you guys have lore?
I have lore.
At what?
Two.
One.
Plus two.
So, you know, Ryan just... It could also just be hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Whatever the pact is.
Right.
You could be calling later.
Maybe she's barren.
It may be... Maybe there are some sort of other arrangements. Like, perhaps...
She can't be barren. She's a princess.
She'd be a baroness.
Perhaps she owes the demon her firstborn, or perhaps whatever blight that will befall the kingdom has yet to pass.
To come to pass. It's not even a year. I mean, it could be a Rumpelstiltskin effect.
Either way, we should talk to the princess.
We should talk to the princess.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I wasted our time going around the town. But if there'd be negative effects, we'd see it somewhere here.
I picked up some lovely nightshade.
I got some pre-ale. And no information, I tried.
You see that there's a group of three guys playing cards who every once in a while just stare daggers at Nauseous. Queasy.
What kind of name is Nauseous?
Only his mom calls him Nauseous.
You make me nauseous!
Mom!
So you don't know what that's about, but every once in a while, one of them just glares at him.
The eight dwarves' mom, bow-legged.
Hey, do you have a problem with dwarves?
No. Just ones who don't finish their card games.
I finished. I finished all the hands I need to play.
Didn't finish.
Anyway, gentlemen, it seems we have outstayed our welcome. Perhaps we should go to the castle and speak with the princess.
I fully agree.
Mid the princess.
Yeah. I know you were waiting for me to answer.
Okay. So you pay up your tab. You guys head out to the castle. There is, of course, a guard standing outside. The drawbridge is up. So what do you want to do?
You have the etiquette speech.
Okay.
Actually, no, the drawbridge is down, but the populace is closed. I'm going to raise the drawbridge just in the time. So the drawbridge is down, but there are guards outside.
You're down.
See if you can add.
So I will go up to one of the guards, and I will...
Function.
Introduce my good day, my good sir. My name is Ranghilda, and I'm traveling with my two friends here, Crazy and Stephen.
Good afternoon.
And we We have heard tell of your princess, and let's see, she is. willing to meet with the common people during the day, and we were hoping we could pay our respects.
Make a persuade check.
Okay. Is it persuade?
So I'm just double checking.
Provoke.
Yeah, it's definitely promote. I would have went more along the lines of we request to protest a matter of her family, an emergency.
No, there is no persuasion. I thought there was. I guess just be rapport then.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking deceive. Never mind. It's definitely not deceive. Unless you're lying to me, but you're not. So.
I got a plus three.
Plus three. He and who? Do you have a name? A group?
No, we are called the company.
The company.
I produce a card.
A business parchment.
Yes, a business parchment. There's a spell on the back. If you recite the spell near a reflective surface, it will, and you are in dire need. It will summon us, and we can help with whatever seems to be troubling.
You like one? All right. Talk to what business do you wish to discuss with the princess?
We merely wish to offer our services as problem solvers. We understand that managing a kingdom is a great responsibility, and we wish to offer ourselves as general troubleshooter type people, as it were, in case anything. There are all kinds of things that can befall a kingdom: sleeping curses, plagues of locusts, things like that. And if anything like that should happen here, we wanted her to have our card in her Rolodex.
All right, give me a minute. He nods to the other guard. He walks across the drawbridge, it opens the door on the portcullis, closes it, walks away. You just guys kind of stand around for a few minutes.
We handle all things, big or small things.
And he comes back. Says, all right, the princess has agreed to see you. Follow me.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend.
So he leads you through the gate into the castle. The courtyard is rather beautifully appointed. There's lots of bushes and plants. You would imagine in the spring and summer it would be very, very vibrantly colorful. But there are some autumn plants that are blooming. There's trees and, at a fountain in the middle. And sitting on the edge of the fountain is a beautiful blonde woman wearing a very exquisite but at the same time kind of simple dress. And she has a tiara on. Her hair is very well done. She smiles at you. Hello, I'm Princess Mara.
Out of character, Your Majesty, Your Grace.
Is Your Majesty?
Either way.
Yeah, whichever.
Your Majesty.
I curtsy.
I give a little bow. Yeah.
To what do I owe the pleasure of your company? And she giggles at her pun.
did the god give you his apartment?
Oh, yes. She holds it up. Very interesting.
We generally offer our services to people in need, and even though things seem fine here now, you never know when your kingdom will be overrun by a sleeping curse or a plague of frogs or some sort. And we wanted to let you know that our services are available. And
sometimes magical things could come with a clause that could, be of a negative effect, and we can help with those things.
Can I like, empathy with her when I mention the magic?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Who wants to empathize?
That's a plus zero, but let me see. I do have a nose for gossip, so...
Okay.
I'll bring that up to a plus two.
So you're trying to read her?
Yeah. Like, when we're talking about, like, magical things, and I want to, like, size her up and see if she reacts like, does she feel like... I guess testing my theory of, you know, if there's any, I'll actually say something about how, you know,
magical deal.
Yeah, there could be some kind of magical bargain come to fruition, and you need to pay out, and we can probably do that.
Okay. I'm trying to think how she would react.
Her pupils dilate or something.
No, she looks a little suspicious that you would bring that up, but not like her eyes narrow a little bit.
Okay.
And you get the sense that she maybe thinks it odd that you would bring that up, but not in a way that makes you think that, like, she thinks you're onto her.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying.
Like, oh, why would you mention that? Oh, it might be coincidence. Type of,
right, yeah. Yeah. Not like, oh, they're onto me kind of
yeah.
thing. Well, I it's rare, but I have heard of magical curses and things like that happening, so it's good to know I have someone to contact if that were to ever befall our kingdom.
Did you just kick? I thought one of you kicked the other one to the answer. it's like wait, she didn't ask a question. No. She put a statement. I just saw everything shift. Or was that the dog?
Could be both.
Yeah. We've had some tellings we've actually done some great things for the communities that we've passed through, and
very great things, yes.
We just actually helped a good family. We were on our way home, and we were passing through this kingdom. We heard your story of the rags to riches, and since you're new to the, you know, this being fancy, sometimes kingdoms, things happen, and we helped clean it up.
Well, I appreciate that. No one has seek to dethrone me yet, though, so hopefully that trend
will continue. No, we're not talking about, like, attacks on your life or anything. Like, sometimes, like, things happen to the kingdoms. My old master once raised the dead to attack the kingdom because they woke him up.
He doesn't do that anymore, though.
No, my old, he was a master. I wasn't, no.
We won't be doing any of that. We will be taking care of that if it happens.
We're just saying, sometimes things get out of
hand. Well, if there's now use your bathroom to help you with. Excuse me?
May I use your bathroom real quick?
Of course.
Thank you.
Guard. She gestures and one of the guards comes over. Follow me, sir. He leads you to one of the privies.
All right. Let's see, he's feeling sick.
Okay. You throw up.
Yeah. Okay. I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm just gonna act like, why didn't he just go out with you while he was at the pub?
So I will I will say to her, forgive me, Your Highness, for if I overstep myself, but such an amazing story. Oh, your family, they must have been so happy for you.
That was the exact line of thinking I was going on.
Can I roll provoke?
Sure.
Nothing, but I get it at +2.
Okay. She smirks. Well,
sorry, Gracie.
Not quite. My family were not the kindest bunch after my father passed away a few years ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
My stepmother and stepsisters were unkind, but I hope they're doing well now.
Well, that's good to get at bygones, be bygones. And, like, now you're doing so much better for yourself. I mean...
Oh, so you don't know, you haven't been in touch, as they say.
No, as I said, we have a strained relationship, and while I don't hold a grudge against them, I don't see the need to associate with them any longer.
That's a lot better than I would have done.
I come back. I'm done being sick.
I guess. I know, if I was in your position, I would make them work in, like, the washroom. have them clean their royal sheets.
No, they did that to me for many years, and I know what that feels like.
That's unfortunate to hear. Hopefully, maybe they'll change their mind now. You know, family is important.
That was partially out of character. His voice is a little annoying to do.
Just don't do it.
No!
You volunteer.
I'm
you
doing it. One,
every time we play Fate, you're like, my voice is going to be the most gravelly annoying.
That's right. I'm Batman turned up to 11.
His throat is constantly irritated from being sick so much.
Maybe he's sick so much because he's always talking like that.
It's a vicious circle.
Damn.
Okay. So then I will say.
I mean, since we're about to be escorted out of the kingdom, maybe right now would be a good time to be a little blunt.
Yeah. No. I was thinking. Your Highness, just we are here in the kingdom on as a business. We have been contracted because one of your subjects has a terrible problem with the fowls, the birds. Whenever she leaves her home, she is attacked brutally.
Oh my! Who?
I hope you don't think less of us for engaging in a bit of the subterfuge. But it is Elda was the
Elder, yeah.
It was your sister, Elda.
Stepsister, Elda.
Stepsister, excuse me. She makes this distinction very clear.
Lots of birds around.
Well, that explains why you're here, then. But
well, actually, the disturbance of nature is why we're here. But we happen to find out.
Wait, you're saying Elda is still being attacked by birds?
Every time she leaves the house, so we've been told.
We even opened the door and
she's covered in the bandages and
she
and
has no eyes.
Her eyes were pecked out. She is.
Oh my.
She's not well.
And your stepmother and other stepsister are.
They seem to have abandoned the poor child.
Well, that honestly doesn't surprise me, but I had no idea that she was still being attacked.
You knew about this in the past.
Well, when she and my other stepsister tried to take my place, someone make a rapport or provoke.
I have only one on.
I'll go with provoke.
Okay.
She's
reluctant to speak.
Plus two.
Okay.
So I say to her, well, out with it.
It was my fairy godmother.
Whoa.
Fairy godmother.
There's no way we can reverse that.
Oh, my goodness, princess. You have no idea what a relief that is. I thought you had sold your soul.
No, like that.
We were suspecting dark magic. Godmother, it's...
I'm still very, very powerful. But you see, the trouble we are having now is your sister is in dire peril. Your stepsister, excuse me, and whatever else you may think of her, I think that she deserves to walk down the street without being accosted by birds.
I agree. I had no idea she was... When they tried to take my place, my stepmother stopped them. I didn't ask her to, but...
You've got your fairy... Your fairy godmother stopped
them. Yes, I'm sorry, not stepmother. Fairy godmother. Stop them. I was appalled when I saw what happened, but I, you know, at the time I didn't feel too bad about it because of everything they've done.
It was
understandable. We heard that they didn't treat you very well. But they were repentant. Well, she's
poetic justice, yeah.
Absolutely. If it's still going on, is there anything you can do?
Do you still have contact with your fairy godmother at all? Perhaps if we could talk to her, we could convince her that justice has been served and she could call off the spell.
Yeah, nature needs to run its course. I mean, the birds, they're not doing their normal things.
Wait a minute, I don't, but I did receive a strange notice from a messenger the other day. Wait right here a moment. And she walks off and comes back a few minutes later carrying a rolled-up parchment, and she hands it to you. This came to the castle. You unroll it, and it's a notice for the biennial conference of the fairy godparents to be held in the magical forest outside of town.
Oh, I have heard that the brunches at these things are magnificent. Thank you, Your Highness.
I honestly don't think we were invited. I think it came here by mistake, that they possibly thought my fairy godmother was still here. Her name was, Mirava.
Does Dippledorp know that one?
You can ask Dippledorp.
Yeah, that's another resource we haven't exploited. Now that we know that it's a fairy godmother.
Hey,
probably roll lore on fairy godmother.
Dip, are you there, Dip?
Oh, yeah, I'm always here. What's up, Queasy?
What was the name again?
Mirava.
Mirava.
Do you know of a fairy godmother named Mirava?
What, you think all fairies know each other?
Well, maybe some fairies know each other.
Yes, we're pretty sure all fairies know each other.
We do. I just don't know if you knew that. Yeah, I know Mirava. She's a bit of a weird one.
Oh, how so?
Well, she doesn't quite believe in the standard fairy convention that, well, she thinks that fairy godparents should help more people.
More people than just the person they're assigned to?
No, the charter for fairy godparents should be changed to broaden the definition of, like, what in need is, so they can help more people.
Okay,
Most fairy godparents think that things are just fine the way they are.
The fairies need to read the rules.
It's this really big one that doesn't like change.
I was wondering if we were going to run into Wanda and Cosmo.
Jorgen von Strangle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Go! I found a knuckle! It's a dog!
What's the bad news?
The bad news is it's a girl knuckle!
Please, if you're going, though, you must be careful. It is a dangerous place, the magical forest.
We have taken a walk or two through the magical forest, Your Majesty. Don't you worry about us. And thank you for being so helpful and forthcoming. I know your relationship with your stepsister is very strained, but...
I may not like her, but I don't want her to be tortured.
Well, she's not blind and covered in scars.
And we can maybe perhaps give her a potion to reglow her eyes, tortured. But we'll get to that later.
Wait, before you go, she reaches into a small bag on her side. Excuse me. And pulls out a glass slipper. She hands it to you. This may help you find your way through the forest to them, to the fairy godparents. I would imagine it's still imbued with her magic since she created it.
That is a very generous gesture of yours, Johannes. Thank you very much.
And
Dankeschön.
If you see Mirava, please tell her I said hello.
We will pass on your good tidings, of course. And you have a parchment in case you ever need us.
Yes, reflective surface. We have plenty of those here.
The whole castle seems to be reflective.
Well, enjoy your fountain, and have a lovely afternoon, and thank you very much again.
What was her name again? Mira?
Mirava, M-I-R...
No, the princess.
Oh,
Mara? Mira? Mara?
Mara?
Mara.
That's M-A-R-R-A.
was close.
Mara, Mira,
Bob. I do not name them.
Wait, Mira.
Up your name game, Tara.
Just hold on to the glass slipper. By the way, Mirva, Mars says hello.
Just sent their regards.
Tell them they think they're gay.
What was that from again?
Ronnie Cordova.
The sock baby.
The sock right. baby.
The sock baby
is a sock baby. Jesus, saving the year of the sock people. Ronnie Cordova says they're gay.
Hello, we gonna get food?
We're unhello now. Okay. Yeah, so you, she tells you, it's in the forest, so.
Alright, so in that case,
it's the magical forest.
Maybe we better go check in with, Elda, make sure she's okay, and give her an update.
Okay. So you head back to her house. They let you in.
Have you solved it already?
Well, we think we have a very good chance of solving
everyone
it.
Everyone else was saying, well, we found out what it is. Now we just need to reverse it.
What is it?
Your stepsister, Mara, she was able to go to the party because of the magical gifts of a fairy godmother.
Oh, that explains everything. And the... She wished for me to be attacked by...
No. The fairy godmother kind of went rogue.
She may have overstepped herself a bit.
I see.
And anyway, apparently there is a convention, a conference of some kind in the magical forest, and we are going to track down this fairy godmother of your sisters, and see if she will loosen up, as it were.
For what it's worth, she didn't want you to be tortured. Your stepsister, that is.
Well, that's nice. Well, thank you very much.
But just sit tight, and we will go into the forest and report back to you if there is any progress made.
Thank you very much.
We may have to start with the fist fighting.
I can do the fist fighting.
We may have to beat up some fairy godparents.
I really don't want to hit a fairy godparent.
We will do what we can. All right. So, and once we give her the update, I guess we
make our way to the forest.
Shit! I keep talking to you guys.
Well, stop it!
Stop playing with them.
using my magic, is there anything I can do for her to help her? Like put balm on her scars and maybe like yeah.
Yes, it would take you that those kind of things, especially for fresh wounds, it's easier.
Okay.
For old, yes, it'll take you a while though, so that might be something to do afterward.
All right,
but you can help her. It's just gonna take.
All right,
you'd have to like brew up like a big batch and like apply it over many days.
All right, so let's do that, and then let's go find the apartment.
No, all right. So yeah, we're headed to the.
I can see again, Bergcrest.
We're headed to the Marriott at the Magical Forest.
Okay.
A woodpecker just makes a hole for everybody to get in.
Pecker.
Wondering what that knocking was.
That pecker.
So you're heading into the forest.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's sometimes when you cross into the in-between, it's tough. Getting here is easy. The dense forest darkens by degrees as you go in. You realize it was getting late in the afternoon, but it gets darker and darker as the canopy just becomes solid. But then there's a light, and you look up, and strange glowing flowers fill the gaps between branches like stars. Off in the distance, in the tree, you're walking down this path, you can hear things walking through the brush. The crunch of sticks under the feet of large creatures as you make your way. The first thing that you come upon,
is Wee Willy Winky. Wait, no, that was expensive.
So as you're walking down the path, you suddenly reach a fork. And it seems that the path explodes into more options that could possibly be present. You see the impossible. The path leads everywhere in the world, even back in time. And it's almost impossible to see which of the forks is the right one to take to get to where you need to go.
We should probably read that invitation. It might have some way to go.
So yeah, I'm gonna take up the invitation and the slipper and kind of like maybe they have some kind of map or something. They can.
No, there's no map. But we can make a perception check.
Notice.
Yes, definitely.
No, minus two.
No, you. That's a lot of paths, and you're just looking at all of them, and eventually you get dizzy. And have like, oh, come on,
Steven, perhaps you better take the map. I am feeling I need to lie down.
The slipper would lead us.
So I got a plus three.
Okay, so as you take it, you see that the slipper is humming, vibrating. You could it's.
Is it when I'm looking in one direction, all of a sudden it's like it vibrates and it gets louder the more I turn to...
It's not like an audible vibration, and it's not like moving in your hand, but it's a magical aura, and you can just sort of feel it, due to your attunement to magic. And you realize that this will help guide you through the forest, down the paths you need.
All right. So, by the way, my zap is going to be glass slippers. I shoot glass slippers.
Shoo! Shoo! Shoo!
Who throws a shoe? Obviously.
Hey, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Can I shift, since I'm helping someone with family, can I shift a little bit into the family side? Or is this something I have to do?
It's when you get a compel.
Okay.
So if you use that, or if you ask for a compel, if you want, I can compel you now if you want a fate point. It's when you get a fate point. So if you want to compel,
I don't know how it would help now, but
well, it would shift and you'd get a fate point. I don't know if there's really much that would happen right now.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
Maybe like when something's happening and you want to, yeah. Okay. So you guys start going down the path. Yep, there we go. You can also see, as you're walking, that these strange glowing flowers, some of them come down the trunks of the trees and are at, like, eye level, so you could look at them if you wanted to, but they seem to be the main illumination on the path.
I would like to spot lore these flowers to figure out if they're magical.
Okay. They're glowing, so yes.
Yeah, well, no. They're bioluminescent flowers.
Flowers on them.
Yeah.
Alright. So, yeah, you can roll lore.
They got a bacteria on them. One guy. I got a one.
Yeah. They're glowing.
Those things are magical as shit.
Yeah.
In Fallout, they glow all the time.
Yeah, well.
That's radioactive.
That's because of the power of Adam.
No, that's Bioshock.
Well, in Fallout, there's a cult of Adam. ATOM.
I was making a joke.
Up and at them.
yes, they are magical. Someone can make a.
Can I magic alchemical to see what kinds of magical properties these have?
How so? What are you doing?
He's gonna maybe grind it up. Maybe I have a little bit of, like I said, I have a mortar and pestle and, you know, a little bit of, like, a magical testing kit.
So you're gonna, like, pluck one and test it? Sure.
Yeah, we do. Not great. Plus three.
Plus three, okay. So, you grab one of the flowers and pluck it, and as you do, it immediately shoots out microscopic mycelia that attach themselves to you.
That's awful.
Yeah, your hand, the palm of your hand, glows pinkish, and you feel tired all of a sudden. You have the aspect. This is your seventh aspect that you don't know. It's not a consequence.
Oh, it's not a consequence.
There's a seventh aspect that represents, like, curses or blessings that you may get. So you are... exhausted by life-sucking flowers.
Well. I wish I would have figured that out with my lore.
Well, you only got like
a one. Oh, man.
But thanks to you, we know their magic.
Yeah, you knew their magic. Oh. And now you know what happens when you touch them.
Now let's find out what happens when we eat them.
Oh my. These are the life-sucking flowers. I've read about these. They are not... I wish I had worn my gardening gloves when I had picked that flower.
They hurt you.
No,
smash it.
No, don't.
Can I whip up something for him to...
Do you have alchemy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, make it happen.
Can I help? Give him a plus one or am I too exhausted?
No, you can give him a plus one.
Make sure I have some. All right, so your plus one negated that, so I have it at plus three, so I got three.
Okay, so you whip up a potion.
I can't put a roll hole. Zero.
You down it. It seems to help. You don't feel quite as tired. But the condition, the aspect doesn't go away.
Okay. I tried. I'm sorry. It was an odd roll. That was my roll.
Oh. At least they weren't all minuses.
Yeah, I know, but...
I say, you probably want to avoid those flowers.
Yeah, you know, they're only dangerous if you touch them.
Yeah.
As long as you don't touch them.
I know that now.
Yeah.
I was going to try and get up and snort it.
But at least now I have a sample, bless you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put that in my... I guess I have like a dangerous samples bag.
Sure. It has a skull on it.
It has a skull on it.
I'm writing that in my book, my lore book.
I'm just grumbling and wanting to hit the plants.
All right. So as you continue down the path of many forks, someone make a perception. Nope.
I want to make it. I haven't done any rolls. Minus one.
Mm-hmm. All right. You don't notice anything. All
right.
So or someone else can roll. They want to make up for Eric's.
I will give it a shot. I have a plus one.
Okay.
I rolled the same thing, by the way.
He doesn't notice because he's too short.
Hey, I heard that.
As you're walking, you hear shrill, thready chirps coming from undergrowth off the path. It sounds like a bird, but like a young bird, but it's off the path somewhere.
Is this where I get compelled to do the right thing and check to see if that thing is okay, or do
sure.
I just walk off?
I'll compel you to do the right thing.
Can I also have to do the right thing?
Sure.
Okay, I guess we're doing the right thing.
So you shift your thing 1 foot to, yeah.
Virtue?
Yeah.
The hunger to do good.
Yep.
I don't have anything that would really compel here.
You can still follow them. If
yeah, I mean, I will, but...
So what is your dichotomy again?
Fame and family.
Okay.
I'll say, I mean, if you want, if it's a little baby bird, it's maybe separated from its family.
That's true.
So there you go. You got a big point, too.
Hooray.
All right. So you all three of you go off into the brush and leave the path behind. You follow the sound of the chirping.
I feel compelled to leave the path.
And you do indeed find a baby bird. You find a small...
It's 18 feet tall.
Yeah. Made of steel.
Attached to a soul-sucking pitcher plant.
let me see real quick. It looks like this adorable little fella.
It's a fat
It's a little baby crow.
He's a tiny
one. He's got little fuzzy feathers. And he's chirping.
He's a pudgy little burb.
And it says,
I'm not pudgy, I'm a baby.
And it talks, of course.
You are in a magical park.
Yes.
I'm lost.
Where were you trying to go?
I fell out of my nest and I don't know where I am.
I look up, I guess,
Nobody noticed.
Okay.
Can you fly yet?
Oh my god, look at that.
No!
Freaking a plus four on a, no, five on a notice roll.
you're just
looking for a nest.
So you don't see the nest. I wandered a bit because I didn't know where I was, but now I don't know where I am. Can you help me get home?
We're gonna help him, aren't we?
Yeah. I think we have to. We are obligated.
He jumps and waves his little wings, and he doesn't fly. He just kind of like falls a little slower as he lands.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna pick him up and put him on my shoulder.
Be careful not to touch him. With his mother will reject him.
That's just a racist myth. What, does your mother reject you if someone touches you?
Yes.
You said that out loud.
You put him on your shoulder.
I think it was that way.
He gestures with his wing.
All right, company, go.
All right, so you start wandering through the forest, and as you do, someone else make a notice check.
Go ahead, you do it.
Oh, it's much better. Plus three.
You hear a crunching. Not far away, like feet or paws moving over the leaves and twigs. And then you hear a...
something angry is coming.
And you're in a little clearing between trees, and a large bear walks out.
That's coming.
What are you doing in my forest?
No thoughts. Well, we were on our way one way, but now we're trying to find the family of this poor little bird.
What little bird?
You look, and it's ducked like behind your back. It's like hiding in your hair.
Is he friend or foe?
I turned to ask the crow.
Bear.
There's a little bird. We want to find his family.
The bear licks its chops. Well, maybe I can help.
You can tell us where his family is, and we'll take it then.
Birds tend to live in trees. Did you check there?
You know, I didn't think to check there. I think I'll look there now. These look like a good set of trees, and I'm going to start kind of walking in there.
He starts, like, walking sideways, prowling around you. He looks at you, Ryan. So I'm going to compel your candy-coated witch.
Okay.
That sounds good. You smell delicious.
Which way does that bring me?
Oh, it does. Only when it's your whatever that is. The trouble.
Tension.
Yeah. The tension, yeah.
Yes.
Smell like honey. And meat.
It's, I have heard that before. Not in a dark forest by a creepy bear.
He starts walking towards you, getting closer. What are you gonna do?
I must warn you though, Mr. Bear. I do know some magic. And, if you do try to eat me, I will have to hurt you.
I'm ready my weapon.
Okay. What is your weapon?
Everyone keeps saying a pickaxe. I figured I had a hammer.
Okay. Oh, I'm asking you. Way. It's your weapon.
It's a hammer.
Okay. Maybe just everyone else doesn't know what a pickaxe is. Or they just assume dwarves have pickaxes.
Well, also, you're
from a family of miners. You would have a pickaxe.
Yeah, but I also
he was also the black sheep of the family.
That's true.
That's why he wasn't as good as his brothers. He was hammering the stones.
I never said I wasn't as good as my brothers. That wasn't part of my backstory.
He was breaking rocks.
He was breaking rocks, not...
All right.
Who do you think built that house they all lived in?
Damn right. I have a foreign craft.
Yeah. All right, so you pull out your hammer.
You should have a foreign craft. You should have a local craft.
Ah!
is it like a sledgehammer, or is it like a big one-handed hammer?
I figure is it. I was two-handed. Two-handed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna change tactics.
Okay.
I say, well, Mr. Bear, I'm afraid if you want to eat me, you're going to have to find me. And then I like step behind a tree and whip on my invisibility cloak.
Okay. So.
sight.
Alright, so you're going at this, so you're starting a combat. So you can roll stealth with your invisibility cloak.
Oh, that's magic alchemy, so.
Right. He's going to lunge at you and try to take a bite.
Plus five.
That beats his plus one. So you step behind a tree and pull up your cloak as you see the bear lunge like right where you were. Just take a big bite out of nothing.
All right, well, I'm attacking.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So you roll.
Fight.
Fight, yeah.
I don't know if my... well, the bear's behavior is making me sick to my stomach because he's trying to eat my companion.
Sure.
All right. That is a gross injustice.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so it's a plus three.
Plus three.
I have the fight at three. I get the plus two, but then I get a minus three and then a plus one.
Okay.
I swing my hammer.
So that beats his plus one. So you get a two shift on him. Okay. So you like whack him on the head.
We're in luck of a trouble until you brought it to us.
He's like growling now. Steve, what are you doing?
I am going to. My wand that currently is water zap the ground to make it soggy under his feet so he doesn't have good traction.
All right, so you're trying to put a condition on him.
Yeah,
so roll zap.
Because that's for my virtue, I get better towards creating an advantage, right? So that would be...
Yeah, that's great. Well, you'd be creating an advantage for, like, Ryan or Eric.
So making an aspect on someone
else. Creating an advantage,
yeah.
Oh, actually, it was supposed to be a four shift because I was one in my family thing and that gives it attack plus one.
Okay.
So you get...
I mean, four success.
So you get... that's like a critical hit. So do you want to just knock him out, or do you want to create an aspect?
I was just trying to disable... maybe knocking him out could help.
Well, I mean, that's disabling him.
Yeah.
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 You could put, like, dazed on him, or...
Yeah, daze him. Sure.
Okay. So he is dazed. So you... Well, Eric, you would get a free invoke of that, but James, okay. You could spend a fate point to invoke his dazed aspect.
Yeah, I got some.
I don't think it's going to last much longer.
Okay.
So I got a four creating the advantage.
All right. So yeah. So you basically just. How do you do your magic? What do you say?
I kind of go a little storm with it. I summon the elements of the water! Come to me, nature! And I just point my finger at it and just...
All right, so water just shoots out of your wand like a fire hose and soaks the dirt below him. And you see his feet like sort of sink like 2 or 3 inches down into mud. Like, what are you doing? So he is now going to attempt to hit you, Eric.
Because we are friends, not sense. Food!
You just bopped him on the nose.
Right.
So what would you like to do? So he has two aspects against him that you can invoke. He's got his dazed, and he's muddy feet.
Invoking uses a fate?
No, so the dazed you can invoke for free.
Right.
The muddy you have to pay for. Because James did that one.
Okay, and I'll invoke the daze for free to make it harder for him to hit me?
Well, no, it gives you the bonus.
Oh.
So, like, if you want to dodge,
yeah,
you could invoke dazed to give yourself a plus two.
Sure.
But then it goes away.
But I have to I have to choose before I roll, I guess, right?
No, you can do it after.
How are we running combat? Everybody gets one attack action, one defense, or...?
I was thinking everyone gets one action.
Okay.
Because it's not a big combat.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I'm just going to use my action to dodge.
Okay,
and
so...
And you're invoking his days?
Bless you.
I might, if I need to.
That would be athletics.
All right, yeah, you can win. Bless you.
Thank you. Dodge.
No, I got plus five.
What'd you get?
Plus five.
All right, that just beats his plus four.
Woo!
So he like, swipes at you, and you jump, and you feel...
Gotta have to move faster than that,
you feel, like, the wind from his paw as his claws... Oh, do you have a beard?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so he slices a little bit off the bottom of your beard.
Yeah.
But you miss. You do get splattered with mud from his paw. He's just growling now. So Ryan,
since I'm only an apprentice, I don't actually get to start growing. I can start the beard. It's not long yet. That's when I become an actual wizard and my beard gets down to like
your beard is magically restricted. It can't be more than just like stubble. Ryan and James, what are you guys doing?
So
I'll just say for effect. So Queasy like hit him hard on the head. You could tell he's no longer dazed. Oh no, Eric did not use that.
Right.
Oh yeah. So he's still like a little cross-eyed and crooked. He's not looking great.
All right.
He probably has a concussion.
Yeah. In that case, I am going to. I have a very powerful powder that I keep in my satchel for just this sort of occasion. I call it not the bees.
Okay.
And I'm going to whip off my cloak and throw it at the bear, and he will be covered in bees.
All right. Well, first you have to make an alchemy check to see how potent it is.
All right. Let's see. All right. So it's a +3. I'm going to spend a fate point because I just got two.
Okay.
To make it a +5.
Potion. +5. Okay. And what is your alchemy skill at?
+4.
All right. So according to this chart. +4, and you got a +8.
I got a superb.
Oh, you got a +5. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't actually say. So I think
it doesn't actually say what.
So this is how it works. So it's supposed to be based on your skill in alchemy, yeah. And. Yeah. So your skill in alchemy.
Okay, difficulty to overcome alchemy magic. So my alchemy skill rating is great.
So I don't think you can go above the +4.
But he did go above the +4.
Right, but for the chart, because I guess you can't go above your alchemy skill rating. That makes sense.
Okay.
You can't that make makes, a potion yeah, better than your ability. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so his difficulty to try to not get hit by that is +4. So now you have to roll to actually hit him with it.
Okay.
So I would say athletics.
I don't have that, but...
Maybe shoot?
I'm rolling at +0. But he's also trapped in the...
You can invoke it if you want. He is muddied and dazed.
All right. Can I invoke that for free? Or
no, you have because they didn't get high enough to make them free.
All right, we'll see if I need it. I need it. well, that will just bring me up. Fuck. All right. I can't invoke one of their aspects to reroll.
You could. What'd you get?
I got a -2. What did the bear get? All right.
No.
Well, that's his role to resist. You haven't hit him.
Okay.
So you still have to hit him with it.
All right.
But he's not resisting.
For those all right. In that case, I will spend my other fate point.
I rolled 4 minuses out of 4.
I'll reroll. Probably better. Well, I need to get at least a +1 to succeed. And I don't.
You get a 0?
I got a -1.
Okay.
Slightly better.
You can spend another fate point for a +2.
Can I succeed?
Or you can invoke... Well, you have to spend 2.
Can I succeed at cost?
So what is your potion? What does it do?
It's called Not the Bees, and it does exactly what you think it does.
It summons bees?
Yes.
All right. I'll say you can do it, but you're going to hit yourself with it.
And a +4? Jesus. All right, sure. I'll take it.
Okay. So you... blow it, but the wind kind of catches it, so he gets a face full of the stuff, and all of a sudden just bees appear and start like stinging and attacking him. And he starts like swatting, just runs off into the woods, but the wind catches and blows it back at you, so you can make a will test.
Okay.
To resist your thing at +4.
I'm at +0.
All right, so that's a 4 shift of damage. Because this swarm of bees, as you guys watch, as Reinhilda is suddenly swarmed by bees that come out of this powder.
So right there, no, not the bees, stay away from my eyes.
Did I zap water at her to kind of hose away the bees and wash off the
pigeons? You'll hit her.
So
it's not damaging. It's I'm not doing it like a jet
gentle
streak.
Spray.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take a 2 stress and a mild consequence. I guess I'm gonna be stung by bees.
Yeah, stung by bees. So you could just hose her down essentially. Instead of dying, the bees just like turn back into powder and just fall to the ground. But you see, Reinhilda has just got like welts all over her face and arms. Ooh. From the bee stings.
I'm so sorry.
That was so wrong. I only try to use that during dire situations, but oh, my face.
We're in the magic forest, you know, the wind does whatever it wants here.
I understand. It's a poor decision, but the bear is gone.
Yeah, no, it worked.
Oh, yeah, the bear's gone. You only had a one-shift box left, so, yeah, the bear's gone.
Perhaps we should go. I will apply some ointment to my face and probably squeeze the pus out.
All right, so you continue
does
on.
It, does it come out as pus or does it come out as like, you know, tart?
I thought you were just covered in candy, not made of candy.
No,
where
covered,
are you?
I'm covered. Well,
the outer layer is candy.
Yeah,
like permanently.
I feel like it goes as deep as it needs to narratively.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Okay, so you guys continue on, and you hear the little bird. This looks familiar around here. And as you're walking, you hear louder, like a caw, baby. Where are you, caw? It's like, oh, that's my mama. Here, over there.
Well, let's go that
way. There we go. Then
we're going that way.
Alright, so you head that way, and you see a crow, and I don't know if the crows are actually pretty decent sized.
Yeah, they're...
They're like a foot or more tall. And you see a crow, like, flying and flitting between low branches on the trees, calling out. The little baby comes up, and she's, Mama, Mama, I'm here! And she flies down, like, why did you take my baby?
Whoa.
And and so she like flies over and perches on your other shoulder, and like grabs the baby in her beak. Or she said first, she says, "Thank you."
Then not a problem.
Before you go, maybe ask you a question. I know you are a resident of the magical forest and all. Do you know anything about spells magically compelling birds?
Hmm. I do know people have been busy. You'd have to ask the Prime Minister about that.
God damn it, Alex.
What?
The collective noun for a thing of crows is a
murder.
A Parliament of Rooks, I think it is.
I didn't come up with it.
Thank you. The Prime Minister of birds? Or, like, of magical beings?
Birds.
Okay.
If you could introduce us, that would be very, very helpful, I think. Perhaps we could reason directly with the birds themselves.
Would that override a magical compelling?
Well, I suppose you would have to address that to the Prime Minister.
First, let me bring my child back to the nest.
Oh, yes, no, take care. Family
then first. I'll come back and lead you to the Prime Minister.
Okay, family first.
So she like, grabs the baby in her beak and flies off.
Okay.
A few minutes later, she comes flying back and lands on a branch. All right, follow me. And she starts, like, again, slowly, like, flitting between branch to branch so you guys can keep up. And eventually, you come to a large clearing. full of and surrounded in trees, and there are birds everywhere, mostly crows and ravens, perched on the branches everywhere, and sitting in. So when you walk into the clearing, there's trees all around you, pretty evenly spaced. And on the far side is this huge, thick, ancient oak tree. And sitting in a hole in the oak tree is a rook that's about the size of an owl, so a huge crow. There's even a picture of him.
Oh, man.
Is this Avian Parliament?
That's him. That's the Prime Minister.
He's got a little sash.
He does.
I love him.
He's even got like a little necklace chain thing hanging off his beak. And so the bird that's with you flies over towards him. And you can see there's like a branch below him that she lands on and kind of gives like a bird bow and starts saying something to him. You can't hear what they're saying. And the Prime Minister just sort of like nods and looks, and then, he says, "Step forward!
Thank you for this audience, Your Honor," and I bend.
Very much.
Curtsy very deeply.
So as you get closer, you can see, this large bird. He looks old. His talons and the edge of his beak are dark silver. He's got that sash going on. He preens some of his feathers and looks up at you. "So, Delilah here tells me you saved her youngest. We thank you."
"Of course, help the family, of course we would."
It was our pleasure, Mr. Prime Minister.
"But what brings you into my forest in the first place? Oh. This is not a place for those such as you."
"Well, there was a bunch of birds. They're attacking a person that they're magically compelled to. And we were on our way to go talk to the main person who put that spell on the birds to attack that person. And then they mentioned that you might be able to help us with this issue before we go and talk to fairies."
"Mm.
You know, when I say it out loud."
I know of what you speak. It's not a spell. It's an arrangement we have."
"Oh.
Is it... With the fairy godmother, what was her name?
Mirava.
Mirava.
Is it perhaps with the fairy godmother Mirava?"
"She is the one who brokered it at first, but it is an agreement we have with the conclave."
"A conclave?"
"Of fairy godmothers. They're meeting not far from here. It's their biennial conference."
"And, any way we can possibly get this agreement annulled,
Well, how long is the agreement for?"
"That's another good question."
"It is indefinite. Or until the human dies, I suppose."
"Oh,
well. Unfortunately, I can't just go and void treaties. Once you do that, you become untrustworthy. If I had some sort of assurance that stopping this would not anger the fairy godmothers, or godparents, I'd be happy to divert our resources elsewhere."
"Okay,
I need some sort of token of assurance that this will not affect my people negatively."
"Oh, well, we could perhaps talk to the fairy godmothers. Tell me, do you know what...
"Hey, we have a slipper."
"Oh, that's true."
"Mm-hmm. We could lie."
"Yeah, but then..." "See, here... I
feel like that might make a difference."
"Yeah. Here's the thing, Stephen. Did you see the way that gentleman looked in the chair with all the bandages and the scars and the missing eyeballs?"
"Yes, yeah."
If we anger these crows, these rooks, these birds, that could be us."
"Oh.
Yeah, there are hundreds of them around here."
"We don't want to mess with the fairy godparents."
"Then you get better."
"But... you're right. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right."
Very well, then, Mr. Prime Minister. We will speak to Mirava, and hopefully she can give you the assurances that you require. Is there anything you can tell us that might shed some light on why this arrangement was made and made indefinitely?
She said she wanted to teach them a lesson and that they were very mean to her charge.
Well, yeah, usually a lesson is learned and then, you know, the thing stops. So what lesson, so it's indefinite from now until they die? I mean, that's not really learning anything, that's just torture.
You'll have to ask them.
Besides, the one who this was for doesn't even want her to be tortured as such.
Sometimes fairy godparents can get a little overzealous, I've come to learn.
I understand. If you could perhaps...
It's also possible that she just forgot to tell us to stop, but we are not one to give up on something. And so we'll keep doing it.
That is very commendable, I have to say.
I would definitely want to get in business with you guys.
You can always trust a parliament of rooks, apparently.
We are true to our word, or at least our treaties.
And he did give us his word that if we came back with the token, proof, then he will call off the thing, so we should probably go.
Or even just come back with Mirava herself.
Oh, yeah.
If you could perhaps point us in the direction of the conference.
We had an invitation.
We have here the invitation.
One of my crows will take you. One of my rooks will guide you through the forest.
Oh.
Make sure none of the creatures... he looks you up and down. Bother you again.
Very generous of you. I would not want to deal with the bears and the bees.
Well, goodbye then. And he lifts up his wing and sticks his head under and starts preening himself. And you can tell the meeting's over.
Yeah.
One of the other crows, who has a different colored sash on. Lands on a stump next to you. Says, all right, if you're ready, follow me.
Walk this way.
Step this way, and then just starts waddling like a bird. And then we all start waddling like
I'm not doing that.
So he does that same slow flight, branch-to-branch thing.
I slowly fly branch-to-branch as well.
Okay.
Branch-to-branch six.
It takes you about an hour. But eventually, as you get closer, you hear voices in the distance, and you see brighter lights instead of just those flowers. I think you could find it from here. I'll be waiting around here in case you need a guide back. Call out for Dennis.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
Dennis.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm not Dennis. I just told you to call out for Dennis.
Oh, I see.
He flies up.
What a strange bird.
Strange person. So do you go forward?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. You come into another clearing, where the Parliament of Rooks had a very official, almost oppressive atmosphere. This is the opposite. This feels like a party. There are fairy lights hanging and dancing around, almost moving. These colorful globules, sort of shifting the colors of light around everywhere you go. People are laughing. You see fairy godparents flying around. Instruments are playing themselves. There's music everywhere. There's a banquet of food laid out. All sorts of exotic food. It looks simply delicious. Some people are eating. Some people are dancing. It's just this big clearing in the forest. There's a party going on.
I lean over to them. Fairies are involved. Do not eat the food.
Don't do it. I'm purple.
Quizzy is just covered in berries.
Say what now?
You're no longer queasy, you're a normal person.
I'm sorry, what were you guys saying?
Have you not seen the movie? It's a man with no hand, with no eyes, with the eyes in his hands. And the girl eats the food, and then he kidnaps her, or he tries to.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking
about. So no one seems to have noticed you yet.
No, my stomach hasn't felt better in years.
I guess, I would like to roll notice to see if there's someone that looks official.
Sure. Make a notice check.
Three. Or maybe someone that's, kind of on their own, just kind of sitting there and enjoying themselves, like, you know. Like,
okay. You don't see anyone that looks official. Everyone here is, like, garishly dressed, bright colors. Their hair is all like bright and pastel colors. None of them has like a natural hair color. It looks like someone turned Miss Frizzle up to 11. Ooh. And then cloned her, essentially. And then she could fly and do magic. But you don't see anyone that looks official. You do see one or two people, or some sort of fairies. They're just sort of hanging out by themselves, like holding a goblet.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to approach one of them.
Okay. It seems to be an elderly gentleman sitting there with a holding. You see this chalice is gold and encrusted with priceless jewels. It's probably worth like the amount of the castle that you were just in.
Mm.
And he like takes a sip out of it, then like chucks it behind him. And you watch as it tumbles through the air, it's about to hit the ground, just disappears. Oh.
That was impressive.
Well, hello.
Hi.
You're human.
Yes.
We don't get many of your kind around here.
Well, we have been stanced across an invitation, and we were actually told to give a message to Miriva. Did not seem to quite find her.
Hmm. Make a report check.
Okay. I'm gonna say I think I'm gonna spend a fate point to reroll that. You know, practice makes perfect.
Okay.
Talking to people is a
type of practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a three.
Okay. So he let me see that invitation.
Yeah, hold on.
You give him the parchment. It's a visual. He hands it back to you. He looks around. Ah, there she is, at the far end of the banquet table. And you see, he points to a woman, who seems overexcited. She has cotton candy hair and toffee brown eyes. And she looks like this.
Completely different from the Disney version.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, 100%.
It was an old fat woman with white hair.
Won't let me adjust the brightness any higher, because the battery's about to die. But that's her.
Oh, ah. Wow.
Yes. So she's sitting at the far end of the banquet table with a plate of food, talking to another fairy godparent and laughing.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
He raises a new goblet to you. You're quite welcome.
Quite impressive.
Child's play.
Man, I guess, it's that one. My pointer.
Ah. Alright, so I guess, like, let's all head over and we'll see what the conversation is.
Okay.
What is she talking so excitedly about?
It seems like she's talking about, her idea to expand their definition of, like, in need. Think about all the other people we'd be able to help. We'd be able to spread our influence further, and, you know, we wouldn't have to be such boring old farts anymore. And the woman she's talked to, oh, Miriva, you always have your head in the clouds. It's never going to happen. And they're going back and forth about that.
Oh. Excuse me, Miriva. Hi.
Do I know you?
No, but we know your charge, and she actually sent us to say hi and to thank you. And
that would be... I've had many, dear.
That would be Mara.
Mara, how is that darling doing?
Oh, she is a darling princess.
Oh, it's working out for her?
Oh, yes.
Tiara and all.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, after that whole glass slipper debacle, I wasn't sure that she'd be able to pull through, but especially when those rotten sisters of hers tried to take her place, but I assured them, and I'm glad to know it all worked out for her in the end.
Oh, yes, it did. But she is a little distressed. One of her stepsisters is pretty much still alive, but completely blind and tortured.
How?
The birds that apparently were sent to distract them is still attacking.
Viciously so.
What? No, that can't possibly be right.
Sadly, it is. We just talked to the
Prime Minister of the Parliament of Rooks.
Oh, and how is that old codger doing?
Oh, he's doing very well. I love his little sash. It's so cute.
Oh, isn't it just?
Anyhow, he had said that you had broken this deal with Mitzah Bird to harangue the sisters and the mother, and you never called the deal off. So they are still being birds of their word. They are still in the process of pecking them to death. I believe they said.
My, make either rapport or provoke.
Bird.
I'll go with
bird.
It's a birdemic.
Bird of the word.
This is bird death.
The birds of the word. Birds, birds, birds.
Plus four, okay.
On provoke.
No, that can't possibly be right. She takes her wand and waves it, and this large parchment scroll just, like, appears in the air in front of her. And she grabs it, and, like, adjusts her glasses and starts reading. So she's, like, her fingers going down and she scans it. Oh, my. It seems I forgot to put in that it was just a one-time thing.
Yes, they have been executing the contract as if it were indefinite.
Yeah, well, that's what this would appear to be. It's the crows are very good partners once you can get past their calling over everything.
Now, they did say that they require a proof that that they can stop the attack.
Proof? What do you mean?
Well, if you would be so kind as to call off the attack, obviously it was not your intention
for people to be killed.
You are a fairy godmother, and I would say that the justice has been served.
I suppose so. I'm not sure what exactly the rooks would trust.
Well, you could just tell them.
We have your glass slipper.
The what? The slipper? Let me see.
Yes, I hand it over.
Oh, my. This was good work, I have to say.
It was actually quite magnificent. When I heard the story, I thought, like, glass slipper, then I saw it, and it is a magnificent piece.
Mm-hmm. I should do that again. Anyway.
It is quite
unique. I suppose I could make this so that the crows... Are you sure Mara's not going to want it back?
Oh, she actually gave it to us to show you and to say thank you. She was very thankful and wanted to show this as proof that, you know, that it was from her.
Well, all right. She takes out her wand and like, waves it over the slipper.
And she has the other one as a trophy, I guess.
And so you see the slipper shrinks a little bit. Going from, like, human size too much, so it's about maybe, like, that big across. And some sort of writing gets etched into the inside. You don't know what it is. There you go.
Probably in Krovian.
If you bring that back to the Prime Minister, that should settle any suspicions he has.
Thank you so much for your cooperation.
You've been very helpful. Oh, and if you do ever happen to have need of emissaries in the human world, Stephen, get
me to talk. Yeah, yeah.
With a company, no, yes.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm sure you guys are good with dealing with humans all on your own.
Yes, we have our methods.
Alright.
Took everything in my willpower not to be snide there.
You wanna compel?
Stephen,
I'm gonna compel. You gotta be the best,
Stephen.
So I am compelling it. So you can either take the fate point and accept it, or you give me a fate point and reject the compel.
We don't want to overstay our welcome.
I think I'll take the compel.
All right. So what do you say?
Well, yeah, your involvement winds up with people dead.
What was that?
Sorry, it's just that people have died. I mean, sometimes, like, this little sub-things get caught in, like, you know, the nature and the emotion of things. It's just, yeah, two people are dead. And
she snaps, and suddenly the slipper is in her hand.
Damn it! Sorry.
Do you have a problem with the way we do things?
No, not at all.
You two notice the music has stopped, and everyone is staring at you guys. Everything.
We have no problem. I don't have a problem at all.
We just don't want a third person to die.
With that, we've gotten what we need. Why are you still going?
Well, if we don't have what we need anymore.
Look, I apologize if he's offended you in any way.
He has, and I appreciate that. But an apology from you is a little hollow.
Stephen, do you have something to say to the all-powerful fairy?
Look, I am sorry. I meant no offense.
You want another compel?
God damn it. Is there any way that I can, like, maybe I have, like, a silencing potion?
First let James answer.
Okay.
Do you want another compel?
Personally, I really don't want to start a fight with the fairies, but my character seems to have an issue with how she treated the fact that we just wanted to be nice to give her a business card, and she has, yeah, we have our own way of doing things.
I think it's pretty obvious that you want the compel.
I know.
So you see that this is not going well. So what do you say in response to that?
What was the last thing she said? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so you do you mean it? Obviously not.
I'm sorry. Sorry you're so bad.
Sorry you're such jerks.
Savage.
Like, I am sorry. I did not mean to offend you, but I just figured sometimes things need a little bit more tact, and we could help with that, which is why we were offering you our card.
Tact doesn't seem like it would be something you'll be able to help with, dear. She waves her wand. And Steve disappears. A pile of robes just fall to the forest floor. I'm assuming you're wearing robes.
Yes, I'm always wearing robes.
And then a frog crawls out of them.
Crap it.
Reinhilda, she hands you the slipper.
All right.
Say it'll wear off eventually.
We appreciate your restraint.
You're very welcome.
Please make sure it's in writing that it will wear off eventually.
Alright, I'm gonna pick up Steven.
Okay.
Crap.
And I guess, and Queasy picks up his robes and stuff.
Yeah. Sorry. All right.
And you leave?
Yeah, before the frog gets himself
in any more trouble. Careful not to get washed. Can you get washed through the candy?
That's close.
I don't know these things. Who told me this? What voice was that? Help!
It is okay, please. I have candy floating.
So you carry Frog Steve You're still here. You can still talk.
Oh, okay.
you just interrupt everything with a croak or a ribbon every once in a while.
Please take me home.
So you head out into the woods. Do you call for Dennis?
Yes. Dennis!
A few seconds later, a crow flies down. Ooh.
You brought me a snack.
Where'd you get the frog?
this is our friend, Stephen, who used to be as a human, but it's a robes.
Oh, did the fairy godparents turn him into a frog?
Oh, yes, yes.
They love that one. What'd you do to piss him off?
I was a little snide.
They don't like that. Well, all right. Just when we get back to the parliament, you probably want to keep him out of sight because he does look pretty good.
You said they did this often. Do you know how long it usually lasts?
Yeah, it depends how angry they were. I've seen it a few hours, a few days. There was one time a guy got turned into a frog and couldn't be turned back until, like, a princess kissed him. Better hope it's not one of those, because that's a tough one.
She did say it would wear off eventually.
They're immortal, so their eventually might be a little different from yours.
Dennis, you do not want to tell us these things. These are not the things you should be saying right now. Anyway, Stephen, you stay safe.
Open my bag of holding, my pouch of holding.
No, I keep telling you, there is no air in there.
I know. I can't stand this.
You suffocate. So I take Steve and I, like, bundle him up in my cloak of invisibility.
Okay.
Yeah, but bundle me up good. They have eyes of a hawk.
So he
Dennis would be like, what did you just say?
So racist. Dennis leads you back through the woods, to the parliament. The prime minister, you walk in, you see he's, sort of standing on his perch but dozing a little bit. Oh, you're back.
Yes, Mr. Prime Minister, we were given this slipper from the fairy godmother Mirava, who contracted with you, as a message.
Dennis, bring it here. Dennis plucks it out of your hand and flies over and lays it at the feet of the Prime Minister, and he looks down. Interesting. Very well. We'll leave the woman alone. May take a few days for word to spread amongst everyone, but we'll leave her be.
Very well. We thank you for your generosity. Would it be possible, perhaps, to make an effort to expedite the process a bit? Just.
And what would you give us in exchange?
A tasty frog.
I was gonna say, my frog, like, kicks you, like, not me!
You feel a gentle poke against your hand.
Well, I happen to know that, my friend here does have, a very large and impressive ruby.
I was actually going to mention that.
Well, they do like shinies.
It is quite shiny. Show him the shiny, please.
This is my betting ruby.
That is quite a ruby.
It is. Very, very nice. I found it myself.
Perhaps you could find another.
Maybe.
Put it down on the stump, and I will speed things up.
I don't really have anything to...
Come on, Quincy. We will find you another.
Let me compel. You're a dwarf.
That's really a compel. I find that. I figure loyalty to my group.
You don't have to roll. You just...
Right, I'm just going to put it down.
There will be other rubies. You can do it. Just put it on the stump.
Did you know when I bet this and I won it back? It's very tricky to win back a ruby.
Well, as the Prime Minister said, perhaps you could find another ruby. There will be more rubies.
Yes, come on now. Unzip up.
Very well. Very well.
That's a dwarf.
Gonna be sick.
Not related to this. very good. Thank you.
She, like, gives you a little kiss on the head.
So sweet.
The Prime Minister turns. Spread the word. Tell them that the human is to be left alone and that the contract with the fairies is over. And you see a whole bunch of birds just lift off at once, and there's just the sound of caws and flapping wings as, like, 100 crows just fly away.
You just kind of feel your invisibility cloak kind of shiver a bit. It's a lot of birds of prey.
Does somebody smell frog?
Our business is concluded. The three of you may go.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. We will take our leave now.
And
we go.
I already know there were three of us. There's only two of you there.
You don't get to be the Prime Minister of the Rooks without knowing something. All right. So you guys, are you heading back to Elda's house?
Nice ruby. Very
nice. It takes you a few hours to make your way out of the woods, and when you get out, it's morning.
Should we inform Mara of the success, or are we just going to go straight to Elda? And...
Well, Elda's closer.
Yeah, all right.
You have to, like, walk by her house.
We can send Mara a note.
No.
So you go to Elda. So, how did it go?
We negotiated with the Prime Minister, and it seems there was a bit of a miscommunication about the duration of the contract that the birds had with the fairy godparents, and
the birds had a contract?
Oh yes, it's a standard magical agreement, you know. It was a contract to harass and harangue you and your mother and your sister, but the contract has been voided now. So
they'll stop.
They will leave you alone.
Oh, thank goodness! You have no idea how happy this makes me.
I take the same magical powder that I used before, mm-hmm. And I.
You blow it over her, and it just settles.
See?
She has dust on her now.
Obviously she can't. trust me, there was no reactions this time with the magical powder.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I don't want to impose, but if you would let us stay for a couple of days... I do have a bit of magical knowledge, and with a little bit of the balms and the ointments, I may be able to take care of some of your scars, and maybe even restore your sight, possibly.
What? So make one last alchemy check.
All right. Can I give an assistance?
Sure.
All right, so that's plus one. So that's down to plus three, but I'll spend my last fate point.
All right, why not?
Plus five.
All right, so yeah, you know, the salve is easy. You just have to rub it on her wounds. The eyes would take a few weeks. You can do it.
All right. So
it's hard to regrow eyes.
Yeah, they're complex organs.
Yeah.
And you have to go out and harvest so many salamander eyes to get the base. And...
I mean, you could speed it up if you just pluck out someone else's eyes and put them in. But
the dead man's nose.
But yes, you could spend the time to help her recover, and eventually, if you do, eventually, her eyes grow back. It's pretty gross for a while.
Don't. There's going to be lots of pus and a lot of drainage.
Am I human by the time this is all finished?
No, you actually spend a few weeks as a frog.
we may have to bring him to your stepsister to get kissed.
When she gets her eyesight back is when the spell wears off. And you just appear as a naked man standing in the living room.
Hi. I'm sorry this is the first thing you get to see.
I'm not.
My rope. Hello. Queasy, my rope, please.
Oh, let's sit for a bit.
All right, and that's where we'll end it.
Yay.
So that was pecked to death.
That was fun.
Yeah. There were a bunch of, I simplified it a bit because there were a bunch of plugs for future adventures. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone wanted something, but it would have set up, like, you owe, like, technically you should have owed the fairy godmother a favor in order for her to, like, end it, or the crows would want a favor from you, but since you're probably not going to play again, I figured, eh.
We just have to talk to everybody and straighten the whole thing out.
It's all just a big misunderstanding. Yeah. So that's that was this game.
It was fun. Yeah. I like the premise of it.
The premise is good.
I like the premise and I like my character.
Yeah.
I like all of our characters.
Yeah, your characters were good. The premise is definitely good. The system could use a little work.
I feel like we didn't use the whole
a lot of it is designed more for campaign play rather than one-shot.
Right.
It's not really a one-shot system.
Yeah, I could see how this one in particular would be more effective in long-term play. The
shifts. It's a good idea.
Yeah, definitely a good idea.
But like, if you could like take compels to shift over. Like, I could start getting hungry for manham if I wanted to be more powerful for attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you know, it's interesting. The book, so the book was a little lazy. It could use a little work. But.
Well, I mean, they do have under 50 pages or around 50 pages to present a whole
campaign it's setting. Tough. Yeah. But it's interesting. So that was Loose Threads, another one of those Fate Worlds of Adventure we love playing. I hope our listeners enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Anyone have any last frog thoughts?
Crab it.